all right now. You can close your eyes if you wish. And let your attention, or if you want to use another expression or phrase, your gentle focus, drop down into your body, and I mean inside your body, okay? Where your heart is, where your tummy is. And notice how quiet everything gets. And don't even notice it, recognize it. Like, that's it. And you may also notice this gentle throbbing of life, like the heartbeat. It's like blood coursing through your veins. It's an aliveness, and it's a relaxation as well at the same time. It's life. And if love is anything, isn't it alive? So if you feel into it and be curious, it can lead to almost a sense of wonder. Because this is something that's alive, whether you're sick or you're healthy. It's alive and it's peaceful. And your mind might try to find reasons why this isn't true or whatever. But if you drop down and inside, if you get really intimate, you might notice the peace gets stronger and stronger. Because peace isn't flat, and it's not blank, it's alive. And when I would recognize that simple energy, it was so helpful when I was feeling ill. Because I noticed it never leaves, and it won't leave, it can't leave. And when you spend some time there, just like now, you notice less thoughts and more spaciousness. Because your body is very spacious inside. You'll find space and sensation. Feel your heartbeat. The more you relax into your body, the more your heartbeat slows, the more your breathing eases, and tension lifts away. When you feel sick, you can try this instead of listening to your mind. Drop down and pay attention. And it feels good. It feels quiet and peaceful. I'm doing it now. Can you sense that? Doesn't matter what I'm talking about. Once your attention is in your body, you'll feel it. That'll put a smile in your face. If it puts a smile in your face, try to think badly about something and smile at me. Not so you can tune into your senses if you wish. Like if you're not visually impaired, get curious about the sense of sight. If you are visually impaired, use the sense of hearing. And come to see that the senses are so peaceful and magical. Look around the room you're in, or listen to the sounds if you can. Look around. Where is the sound of my voice coming from? And where is it falling back into? You can spend time there when you're fatigued. It's kind of like meditation, where it's alive. Meditation can be difficult for people because they think it's all in the head, but it's not. Not at all. It's in the aliveness of the body. And it's there for anyone to do. Doesn't matter who you are. And if the mind is chattering, doesn't matter. Because you've come to your senses. Isn't that funny? That expression. Come to your senses. Feel into your body. Look through your eyes. Listen to the sound. And in the end, remember that your body is a friend who is doing its best for you. You can relax into it. You can call off the conflict. And let the peace come forward. And anytime you feel it, just befriend it. And it might make things a lot easier on you. I hope this helps, my friend. I hope this helps.